Continuing Simon Tofrich, I can give all the last Sa'if. So we've said so far that if the menorah goes out, then in that situation, the halacha is it's okay, because hadlaka is a mitzvah. As long as you lit it, then you've done the mitzvah, even if it goes out. However, if when a person lights the menorah, it's in a place which is windy, and therefore there is a chance that it might go out through the wind. And all the more so if your person, when he lights, he can see that it hasn't really taken onto the wick properly, and then it goes out. In those situations, when it goes out, then a person has not yet been yotzer, and he needs to go ahead and light the menorah again, minadin. Not just as a chumra light beforehand, but over here, when he should have anticipated it may go out, then he has to relight it. He also needs to make sure that there's enough oil in there at the time that he lights. He can't put, for example, a quarter of an hour of oil in, light it, and then put in a quarter of an hour more. You won't be yotzer. So too, if a person wants to be Merkayim, the Mahadrim and the Mahadrin, he needs to make sure that when he lights all of the nearest that are required for that night. As opposed to, for example, on the fourth night, only lighting three, and then adding another one later on. So these are the halachas of lighting from one ner to another ner. So from one ner of Hanukkah to another ner of Hanukkah. So in a situation when you've got two people living in the same house, but they don't eat their meals together, they're not, the expression is not somech al shulchan echad, where the halacha is in that situation, that min adin, they both need to light the menorah. We'll see more about that later on, but the idea is, we're talking about two people living in the same house, that min adin, they both need to light the menorah, not performing some sort of mahadrin. Then, in that situation, then they're allowed to light from one Ner Chanukah to another Ner Chanukah. But it's got to be direct. It's got to be from the Ner Chanukah to a Ner Chanukah. But they can't use another candle in between. For example, they can't light from a Ner Chanukah to a Shamash and then from the Shamash to the other person Ner Chanukah. That's the problem. Now, based on this, we're going to see later on in Tofrich Shain Hay that there are many shittas to hold that once the Ner Chanukah has been lit, it's got to be left where it is. And you can't move it even for a small amount of time. Based on that, it's going to be very difficult to light from one Ner Chanukah to another Ner Chanukah unless you got very long wicks. Some of the mice are matter even through a shamash, through some sort of other light, to light from one Ner to another, but it says it's not kedai to mekel. However, this is all regarding two people that are not somech al shulchan echad. You've got two people of somech al shulchan echad, where the situation is that mekadin, only one person needs to light, then the minhag is to be machmir not to light from ner to ner, because regarding the ikar mitzvah, you only need one candle for the whole household. And therefore, the first person who's lit, that's a real mitzvah, whereas the second person lighting is not considered the same level of mitzvah. And therefore, you should not, the minhag, at least to be machmir, not to light at all from one ner in that situation for another ner.